your whip, about to get rockin'. Your smile, about to be poppin'. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Wherever you love to listen, Carrie and Tommy serve up today's best in this podcast. At play.tennis.com.au, it's never been easier to rally up a hit. You can find your local tennis court and book within minutes. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
We are great. You can't be anything but great when you've got Ed Sheeran on the show.
Because what a massive show. The biggest star in the world is joining us a little bit later on. But we've also got, we've got big news. Should we pretend like we're revealing it here?
Yeah. Because, let's pretend I didn't do it last night and that it's all over the news. Let's pretend. Keep it for just for these guys.
Guys, you are not going to believe what Carrie and her family are up to. And if you don't know yet, definitely don't get on anything that's connected to the internet that could tell you quite easily, because we are going to reveal that hot scoop next, followed very shortly by a bit of Ed Sheeran. Big show.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday Arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ed Sheeran is joining us a bit later in the show, and Bickers, I promised people an announcement.
Well, I just wanted to share a little personal news.
Hang on, what's that?
I thought that was Bickers' big announcement.
Aren't we doing the announcement on this show?
I thought that's what we agreed with.
No.
I thought we were... Bickers, have you done an announcement elsewhere?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
you're hearing it. I just wanted to share a little personal news.
What's that from, Jesse? Jesse, what's that from?
It's from that other show.
Hang on.
That other show.
That other one we don't talk about.
No, you were hearing it first.
Carrie does after hours.
You're hearing it first right here this afternoon.
Carrie's,
that in April,
Carrie's nighttime lover.
My family and I are heading off on a UK adventure.
Bickers, I don't want to make this about me immediately.
Sure.
But do I still have a job?
So, we are heading over to do term two for our kids in the UK.
Fun.
We obviously spent a lot of the last few years, like many people, in lockdown. And one of the things that my son Ollie said to us at the end of lockdown was how much he was going to miss family time, which surprised us because he's 14 and I didn't think he really cared for family time. He should tell his face more often that he cares for family time. But it just got us thinking about how we only have a few years left before, you know, he's finished school and he's out in the world. And, you know, I have worked really since the day he was born, and we decided we wanted a family adventure, and we've been waiting because the time hasn't been right, obviously, with lots of stuff happening in the world, and with little ones now, Addie's three, and, you know, travelling with a three-year-old is mildly terrifying, but I don't think there's ever going to be a right time, so we're going to do it, and that was a long-winded way to get back around to the answer to your question, which is, yes, you still have a job, because I will be doing this radio show from London for the term, so just away for a couple of months. That you will hear us every single day still.
It is so exciting, because what bit are you most excited about?
Well, I haven't travelled a lot, so I'm excited to do some travelling. Like, I just haven't, I just didn't travel a lot in my 20s and stuff when a lot of my friends were travelling. And so, I mean, it's not going to be the sort of travelling I would have done in my 20s because I've got three kids. I'm going to find a way to still squeeze it in.
It's almost the age of when you were travelling.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing the world and, you know, just having a look. I'm assuming that stuff's going to go wrong as well, because traveling is a family and the world is a strange place at the moment. And, anyway, I'm expecting things might not go perfectly, but that's all part of the adventure, you know?
Yeah. It's also, I reckon you should be given a bit of a few props for, it's quite a ballsy move. Like, it's great. But like everything you do in your life, I reckon it's courageous to just pick up three kids and go, hey, Let's see how this goes.
Yeah, I think every time Chris and I talk about it, there's like we smile at each other, but you can tell we're really underneath shitting ourselves.
Do you reckon the girls
so
will get...
so fortunate that we're able to do it. So.
Do you reckon they'll get cute little UK accents?
Oh, my God, yeah. Maybe. I can do my accent over there.
Give us a bit.
At the end of the day, I'm English too, guys. You know?
That classic English catchphrase.
I can fool them.
So, Bickers, do you want to prepare? Like, so I think fortune favours the brave and you will be absolutely fine. You'll have the greatest time.
You have to
come
and join
adventures.
Us for a little bit. In fact, we've got to find a way to get to do some London adventures as a show. We should talk to Ed about it when we've got Ed Sheeran coming up.
That is a brilliant idea.
He's a Londoner.
Isn't it? All right. I would like to, purely for our entertainment purposes,
yeah.
I think your trip's going to be incredible. You'll look back on it for the rest of your life and it'll be one of the happiest times of your life. However, I think it is fun to hear about, just to prepare yourself, maybe family holidays that went disastrously wrong.
Why? I'm feeling happy today. Why?
Yeah, I know.
Try
I know.
And cut me down when something good happens.
Don't pretend this is cutting you down. You love nothing more than laughing at other people's misfortunes.
I guess while it's not mine, I can come along for this ride.
But 13, 10,
when you're
60,
crossing to me in London, I'm like, oh.
Because call in like everyone
listen to
else.
You all laughing your heads
off. 13, 10, 60, give us a call. Did you have a family adventure that went absolutely right. Give us a call, 13, 10, 60.
It's Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy. Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon and on 13, 10, 60, family travel disasters.
Yes, because it's just revealed that... she's committed some sort of crime, I can assume, in this country, and she's on the run with her family to London.
I had no idea the words to that song were London Bridge. I was thinking, why are you playing that music? And then I realised it's because it says London Bridge.
Can we hear it just for a second, Jess?
It was my latte, something.
I would love if somehow you ended up owning a cafe and decided that would be your theme tune. Because we know you're going to have an amazing adventure with your family, but...
And you'll still hear this show every afternoon from 3.
Yes, but it is important that you are aware of the things that can happen. The things that can happen when you go on a family adventure and it doesn't always go right. G'day, Simone.
Hi.
What happened?
Simone.
How you going?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm scared about what you're going to tell me, though.
Oh, it's pretty funny, actually. It was. I had 5-month-old twins and a 3-year-old, and we decided to go to Bali with our 2 mums on this really exciting holiday and get to the airport and discover that I didn't have 6 months left on my passport. So off went my family and I had to stay back and try and get a passport over the weekend.
Hold on. So your family went with your twins and a 3-year-old or you had to keep them here?
No, they went. I got a long weekend to myself.
I mean, isn't this win-win, Simone?
It sort of was. I then had my mum messaging me saying, you better get here very soon or we're going home.
I mean, I'm thinking a 24-hour flight. I know whether I'd rather be with the kids or without. No, I think I'd rather be without.
Yeah. So, good luck.
Hey, Simone.
I should check my passport, though. It's a good tip.
Well, yeah, check that.
If they don't let you travel when you've got 6 months or less left, why don't they just change the expiry date to 6 months earlier? Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's so dumb having
an
expiry date that you have to stop using it 6 months before the expiry
date. No, because isn't it to do with if you get stuck overseas or something, you'll be overseas without a passport?
Yeah, but if they're not going to let you go when it's still got 6 months left, then it's no good anyway. So it's expired, right?
I think if something happens to you while you're overseas, though... If it carries saying, I don't
but
know.
Couldn't you not get
there? Simone, sometimes it's tricky to explain things to him.
It is, Simone. It is, and I'm sorry you've been dragged into this.
Oh, Craig. Craig, tell us about your family adventure gone wrong.
Yeah, my parents left me behind in Jerusalem.
How old were you, Craig?
I was 15 at the time.
It's not funny, but 15.
It's funny. Yeah, the sentence my family, my parents left me behind in Jerusalem is very funny.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, Craig, what happened? Tell us more.
Yeah, so naturally in Jerusalem, we were on a bit of a Bible Lands tour and seeing every church that's ever been built. Yeah. And one night we were allowed to kind of wander off and do our own thing. I didn't realize that the rest of my family had gone back with the tour bus until I came out of the building and realized the tour bus wasn't there. So luckily enough, I bumped into two other guys that were on our tour, and we ended up just walking around a bit, and then
barefoot
eventually realized
across the desert.
Not 40 quite. Years. Not quite. But yeah, eventually we made our way back to the hotel after realizing my parents have absolutely no idea where I am, and had to run up 7 floors of stairs because another 3 buses of tourists had just showed up and blocked the elevators. So,
now, when you got to your parents, were they like, oh, hello, or were they distressed?
No, they were white as ghosts.
Oh, so they not were worried. So they did. That they did care better. About you.
Yeah, no, I think they still do.
Good on you, Craig.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah, I know, it was great. G'day, Kathy.
Hi, how are you? How are you, Kerry, Tommy?
Very good, Kathy.
Yeah, we're good. Thanks, Kath. What went wrong on the family adventure?
Well, my husband had to go overseas to Canada at a little town called Wabush. So 4-hour plane ride out of Canada. Mm. And we had a 4-month-old. So they sent us all together. And I just want to say, Kerry, everything went fine. So don't stress about anything.
Nothing went wrong on your trip, Kathy.
It most definitely didn't, Kathy. Well, I can tell by your laughter.
Well, the first thing that happened on the plane was, as soon as someone sat next to us, they took a look at the baby and said, we're not sitting here. But she was a dream. Look, not a sound from her through the whole flight.
What?
And I got to watch all my movies, and this was without Finnegan too.
Yes, that's the tip that I was waiting for, Kathy.
Well, no, there was none of that. And then he came up and said, oh, it was a pleasure sitting next to you. And I looked at him and I said, well, you were annoying me getting up to go to the toilet all the time, so I missed out on my movies.
So, Kathy, what's your one piece of advice for Carrie on how to have an amazing time with her family overseas?
Be calm and make friends with the air hostess.
Great. And do that. And Finnegan and check my passport. Great.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia on your radio and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon.
Our next guest's concert was, I think, the biggest, most epic concert I've ever been to in my entire life. His last tour broke records as the biggest tour ever. I think you know massive. Who we're talking about. The one and only Ed Sheeran is going to be joining us soon. So exciting. He's coming back to Oz next year.
He is coming back to Oz in 2023. And Bickers, tickets go on sale soon, Wednesday, 23rd of March, frontiertouring.com. That is all you need to know to see him live. But to listen to him live, just stay with us.
We'll do it on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday, arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this Wednesday, arvo.
Hey, when we last spoke to our next guest, Bickers, he promised to make us a giant marble penis, just like the one he gave to Elton John.
He's also one of the biggest artists in the world, and he's headed back down under soon for live shows with the Mathematics Tour. Tickets are on sale March 23. Would you please welcome to the show our favourite, Mr. Ed Sheeran. Yay.
Hey, how are you doing? Can I just say, I was meant to actually be in Australia to announce this, but obviously there's been some stuff that's gone on, and I'm in England, so I'm sorry not to be there in person.
We don't care that you're not here right now. We just care that you're coming.
I mean,
we're
do
so
care.
Excited.
We don't care, mate.
This gives us something after 2 years of not having music in this country. We're just so excited that you're coming back to do shows. And I know this is not the usual first question you ask in an interview, but can we have a penis update, please, Ed?
They're finished and they're coming to you.
Oh.
I got the sign off today. They're all painted in Aussie colours and they are on their way to you.
Oh my God. Are they already in the plane, Ed? Because here's the thing, we're coming to you.
So my mate who makes them basically had a kid and they've been, and also there was one, there's a radio DJ in England that wanted his all Diamantes and it just took a while. I literally saw the email with the sign off today. So they should be with you within, you know, it's, if we freight them to you, they should be within 2 years probably.
Because we're very excited, Ed. We are actually coming to London, right, in person. So we were thinking maybe we should collect a peen in person.
I mean, that would save me shipping costs. If you would like to buy it with a giant, I think it's golden green. It's gold and green. It's painted like an Aussie flag. Big day.
But when, see, this is the tough question, because when a man says that a penis is big, often it's very subjective. And so how big are we talking?
It's about 4 foot.
Yeah, it's big. It's big by anyone's.
A hand luggage, or do I have to carry it on under my arm?
It's up to there. It's like up to there. Sam Smith wanted a 6 foot one.
Marvel. Of course he did.
It weighs a ton, 1.2 tons. 1.2 tons, this thing.
Because we're coming over to do a pub crawl, Ed. So we were thinking maybe we come have a pub with you, have a beer with you at your pub, collect the statue, and then we'll just do a little pub crawl around England before we come home.
When are you coming?
We're coming in April, May.
Cool. Well, let me know. Because aside from like radio stuff, if you want to just have a drink and a catch up, that'd be great. Because I start the tour in May. So I'm around.
Where do you start?
Dublin. I mean, that's a good place for a pub crawl. That's a good place for a pub crawl.
They invented drinking, didn't they?
Exactly. Yeah.
Is there any bits about touring, Ed, that, I mean, obviously doing the shows would be amazing. Getting to see all the fans would be amazing. Is there any bits of touring that you like, oh, I just wish that bit wasn't involved?
I don't know really, because I think when you do, I mean, you guys will know this because you do what you love for a living. I think when you do what you love for a living, there's always something that you're like, eh, about. But when it's in the midst of like 98% awesome, it just doesn't matter. So I wouldn't be able to like pinpoint a thing, but there's obviously always something. I mean, you guys do what you love for a living every single day. And I'm sure if we were to break it down with every single little bit, there'd be one thing that you'd want to lose. But then if you lost that bit, you might lose everything else because it all works together. So I don't really view anything, especially like I'm my job is to play music every single day. If I find something to complain about, like that's just weird, you know?
Normally it's a co-host for me, but today he's on his best behaviour, so it's good. Hey, Ed, up next we've got heaps more to ask you about, so stick around.
More with Ed Sheeran on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this Wednesday, Arvo, and we are still joined by Ed Sheeran.
We are. Ed is coming back to see us very soon with the Mathematics Tour, which is very exciting. But how's it going to go now, Ed, with your little daughter? Do you think it's going to change touring for you? Will you have to do, you know, pit stops? How will you do it to make it? Because, I mean, when you come here, you just go, go, go.
Well, so there's a couple of things that are beneficial about the tour that I'm on. I mean, like I used to play toilet venues. I used to play tiny, tiny venues that had no dressing room. And, you know, you would go in a splitter van and you play these things and you play like 8 gigs in a row and stay all share, travel, lodge, hotel room. So I'm fortunate enough to be at a stage where it's weekends. So we play Friday, Saturday, Sunday at stadiums in towns where we will just live in a hotel for the week. So it's actually very child friendly. She's super portable. She's not anywhere near the age where she needs to go to school. And it's just going to be good.
Super portable is the cutest expression about a little human.
Yeah.
Hey, obviously the tour is called the Mathematics Tour. Maths has featured very heavily in your albums for such a long time. How obscure are the mathematics symbols going to get as you keep making albums? Are we going to have...
No, that's it. That's it. There's only five, and the other one will be out before I come to New Zealand to do the tour.
Oh,
great.
Hey, Ed, I was so sad to hear and see your post about Warnie. I had no idea you were such great mates and that you'd just been connecting over Michael, who just a year since Michael passed. What a, yeah, shit of a time. How are you going?
You know, it's been a weird month. I lost my best friend Jamal at the end of February, and then I started this thing. I know we can't talk about it in the interview, but started this thing that's been heavily publicized that I'm going in every day. And I came out of court on the first day to a paparazzi saying, "Hey, what do you think about your friend Shane dying?" And that was like, it's a very very weird time. I feel. I haven't quite been able to process or grieve anything because I've been sort of like 10 to 5 every single day in this thing. But I'm, yeah, it's really, really sad. It's really, really sad. And I'm drinking a 707 and wearing a mushroom thing for Michael tonight. And it's just a weird time of year. And I love Shane. I have an amazing last memory of me and him at a Coldplay gig together. And I'm grateful. It's the same with Michael. Like, I'm grateful for all the memories that I do have. And I'm sad about all the memories that I won't make anymore, basically.
Just so young.
Yeah.
Ed, thank you for taking the time, mate. We really appreciate it. frontiertouring.com.au, all the details for the tour, as I said, on sale March 23rd. We can't wait to see you, mate, and whether that's here, whether that's in London, handing over...
Hey, but genuinely, if you guys are coming for a pub call, hit up Matt Gudinski, and if you're over and I'm in London, I would love to see you. But just on a, like, not on a, like, let's... get cameras out and do interviews. We're just on a, just come, let's have a pint, let's share stories.
I mean, I hate to tell you, but we prefer it that way than having the cameras with you too. So yeah.
You've just got 10 producers running around though, trying to work out how do we hide cameras in handbags.
Penfold sent me like so much 707. So I've got enough to drown a horse. So if you want to come, we can share some stories.
Well, as you know, Carrie is a notorious pisshead, so she will drink through most of that.
I'm serious though. Hit Matt, and then when you're in,
Ed, thanks so much. All the best with everything. Good luck with the next few weeks with the other stuff as well. See ya.
Whatever happens, happens. Anyway, cheers, guys.
See ya. Bye. Carrie and
Tommy. Yeah, that's where you're at for your Wednesday arvo, which means the time game is coming up a little bit later on.
It is the last week of the Adelaide Fringe for these beautiful people in this beautiful city. If you want to come down and see my show, I've got a few more nights at the Garden and Bickers. It is a Wednesday night in Adelaide, which is when serious people go out, right? There's a lot of people that only go
when
out on weekends.
When the party people come out to
when
play.
When the party people come out. And to celebrate the last week of Fringe, we thought we would give away some tickets to my show tonight. Woo! 8:15 in the Gardens. If you want to come and bring a friend, just give us a call now, 13 10 60. For the rest of you, if you don't get through, I'll see you down in the Gardens for the rest of the week.
Coming up though, up next, I am, I've been rocked. I'm ashamed by something my daughter said last night. I thought I had parented her better. It appears not.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Now, last week it was International Women's Day. An awesome day for the world to be reminded of how far we have come but how far we still have to go.
Yep.
And we had a little chat about International Women's Day on our show, and we chatted to my daughters Evie and Adelaide about the world and how they saw it. And I was so chuffed after we'd chatted to them because you spoke a lot to Evie about the book Rebel Girls and how empowering and amazing those women were. And for Evie, well, this is what she had to say.
What's the Rebel Girls book?
Well, it's a book about, it's about people that like can get hurt but they still do really smart stuff.
People?
Yeah, people.
Girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, say, it's even though it's called Rebel Girls, there was some boys in there. I can't remember.
What's there? No, there wasn't.
Probably.
So you were so digging. Good. You were trying to get her to say there were just girls. But Evie, she didn't see gender. Girls, boys were all the same, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, good on you, Evie. I raised you well.
Mm. Addie saw it a bit differently, though.
Yes, yeah. We won't get bogged down in Addie.
You don't want to listen?
No. Yeah, here we go. Sure, sure.
Hey, what does Mum do for a job?
Cleaning up.
What is it?
Cleaning up.
Cleaning up. That's Mum's job. Does she do that a lot?
Yes.
What are some of my other jobs?
Washing you.
I wash myself?
Yes.
Yeah.
So is Mum's full-time job cleaning up and washing herself?
Yeah. And that's pretty funny.
She is the cutest little kid ever.
Well, Evie, last night, I think Addie's onto something because I don't think I've made as much progress as I think I've made in our household in getting Evie to understand the power of women and our roles in the world and all that we can achieve.
Is that because you're too busy washing yourself?
No, she was busy cleaning up her room and Chris came in and she was trying to put her doona cover on and it was really tricky. And she said, it's very difficult, Dad. It needs two people to do that. So he started helping her and she was trying to pull the corners up and then she said, Daddy, is this why people have wives? To help with doonas? And then Chris said, two people is helpful. Yes, it's helpful when mummy helps with the doona, but they're good for other things as well.
Oh my God.
Is this why people have wives? That's to help so with funny. Doonas. Is that what she's learning from me?
Oh, gosh,
that
I guess
I'm there
I get
to help
it.
With the doona.
I get why people have wives. Why don't you try and fold a fitted sheet, Evie?
To be fair, not even a wife really struggled with a doona.
Yes. Yeah. I still have to stand on the end of my bed and like
shake it up.
Slap it down. Yes. It's a nightmare.
I want to chat. 13,
I need
10,
a tall
60.
Wife.
I want to talk about sex as kids. What's your kid? What's the great. Sexist thing that your kid said? Yeah, give us great. A call, 13, great. 10, 60.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy. And on 13, 10, 60, when were your kids a little bit sexist?
Just a lot sexist, to be honest. Not
heaps.
Even a little bit. Evie was trying to get the doona inside its cover in her bedroom last night and she asked Chris, is this why people have wives, Daddy, to help with doonas?
What did he say?
He said yes.
Yes.
He said
yes.
They're helpful, but a few other things as well.
Did he? Did he tell you those other things or did he add that bit in for the story when he saw your face when, when he told you the story?
Peter, have you got a sexist kid?
No, I don't have a sexist kid, but I have a hack for the doona.
Oh. You must have a wife.
I do, but I actually taught her the hack.
Wow.
I love this, Peter. What is it?
Wow.
So if you turn the doona cover inside out and you put the buttons or the press studs up near the pillow end.
Hold on. Sorry. I've got to go back again. I've got to imagine it, Peter. So turn the doona inside out. Yep.
Yep. So you put, and then you put the buttons and the press studs or the open part up the top of the bed.
Yep.
Then lay the doona flat on top of it.
Yep.
Then you start rolling it up from the base of the bed.
Yep.
And then it actually gets to a full roll. Then you put the ends over inside, do it up, shake, and it comes out perfect.
And do you need to stand on the bed when you shake it like Tommy does?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So what's your wife do now then?
The washing.
Oh, Peter. There's no space for that kind of talk.
You ask for these calls because...
No, I ask for Peter's... Hack. It was amazing. Awesome.
Thank you,
now,
Pete.
Guys, you can make some more doonas. If Peter can do it, you guys can do it. You hear me,
yep.
Evie?
Okay. Sorry. G'day, James.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, pretty good. Have you got a sexist kid?
Oh, I've got a sexist stepson.
Oh, what do you say?
So he comes up to me the other night when we're sitting at home and he goes, James, is there a reason you go to work every day and mummy doesn't? Is that because she has to cook dinner and clean the house?
I mean...
Like, he's not wrong. But I had
this
to...
This segment's heading in a direction I wasn't intending. It's kind of fun when a five-year-old says it and stops
but maybe,
being fun.
Is that
and men talk about their wives cooking.
But is that a kid recognising that being a mother is a full-time job? Because, or is that... I'm
I don't know,
help.
Ask James.
I'm trying to help. Yeah, is that what it is, James?
Yeah. Because I've also got a two-year-old son like with her as well. But, like, so he's no handful. But he's just, he just sees it how he is. They've got no filter. Like, he just calls it as he sees it. Like, it just goes with everything. Like, you try to tell him something and they do the opposite. It's just totally. Like trying to deal with yourself, really.
Yeah.
Good on you, good James. On you, James. Thank you.
I'm scared to keep doing this segment.
We got Graham. No, we'll leave that one. What about Bruce? No, we'll leave that one. What about Fred? No, that's pretty rough.
Kevin?
Actually.
Let's go to Natalie.
What about Ken? Oh, no, Natalie. No, great.
Yes. Natalie. Let's go to Natalie.
Oh, no. Yeah, nah.
Natalie. Go. Just some fun little sexist things your kids have said.
Hi, guys. Hey, I have three sons.
Yeah.
So I have three boys. And this is from the oldest, so he's not that little, and he should know better.
Yeah.
But he asked the other night, why don't women go to the moon?
But, Natalie, that's almost the reverse of what we're talking about, because he doesn't say...
Because you can't be pleased.
No, I'm saying, because isn't he sort of saying it's ridiculous that more women aren't going to the moon? Why does it...
No, he clarified. He said women don't go because there's nothing there to clean.
Oh, stop that, Natalie. He didn't. Come on.
I promise you he did. And the thing said after that, I couldn't even repeat on radio.
Okay. This made me sad.
Carrie and Tommy. Around the country for your drive home, it's Carrie and Tommy. Thanks to Tennis Australia. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes at play.tennis.com.au.
No excuses, because it's so easy and quick to do.
Yes, within minutes you could be on a court. There's no commitment. You can just get out there and play, because this is not one of the things we have mentioned so far, but I think it is a good thing to point out for anyone who has played tennis a bit out there and knows the smell that I'm talking about. A freshly opened can of balls.
I know.
Pretty good.
Isn't it? A big isn't sniff.
Just a whiff. It's just new balls. So thank good. You.
Yeah. That is amazing fresh news. You know what's some deflating news for you for a Wednesday afternoon? Do you remember the owner of Doug the Spud?
Doug? The Spud.
Do you remember Doug the Spud? He thought he owned the world's biggest spud.
Yes.
You remember?
Doug the Spud, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Because he also had something else, didn't he? Did he also have like a huge pumpkin or something?
I don't remember anything other than his spud, but I remember Doug. He made world news. We did it on his show. We did it on the project. It was on the BBC. Yeah. It was on Fox News. It was everywhere.
Yeah. Waleed did a 6-minute editorial about it.
Yep. Some really disappointing news for the guy.
No.
They've discovered that his spud is actually like this hybrid cucumber / gourd thing, and it's not a potato.
Sorry.
So Doug's got the biggest cucumber, but he doesn't have the biggest spud.
Oh, God. Wouldn't those chips be disappointing?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Chick News with Tommy.
Us chicks need to know stuff about being chicks, and so obviously we share information pickers. There is a news story going around at the moment. Have you seen what happened to Bethany Collins while she was giving birth?
No. Is Bethany Australian?
Bethany is not. Bethany is over in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not. She's in New York.
What's that accent?
I'm walking here. New York. Hey, jackass. Move.
Sounds just
it.
Like Bethany.
Yeah. Hey, I'm Bethany. I'm walking here. I'm not. I'm giving birth. Anyway, Bethany gave birth. What's the strangest thing you've heard of happening while someone is giving birth? Because... remember, you blew my mind when this wasn't giving birth, but when you were pregnant and your feet got changed size.
Yes. Yes. But you mean something while she was physically giving birth that happened to her body or that happened in the room? This is a guess the headline.
Yes. Here is a hint for you. this thing often happens to pugs.
Oh, my God. Her eyes popped out.
Her eye popped out.
No way.
Yes.
What?
Bethany was pushing so hard.
She's giving birth out of her... Right.
Yes. She was pushing so hard, one of her eyes popped out.
Stop her.
She's absolutely fine.
Oh, I'm
she's
just looking
fine.
At our producer, Pip, who's days away from giving birth.
Days.
She's covering her face.
Pip's got glasses, though. That'll keep the eyes in.
That's terrifying.
So I have to stress, she is absolutely fine. But yes, her eye came out, and then she's taken a photo afterwards, and it's still like, it's obviously back in, but it's all swollen.
Oh, how do they push it back in? Do they have to anaesthetise her first?
But don't worry. Have we worked out how to say that word? Is it
an anaesthetist?
I think it's anaesthetized.
You just put a rogue is S in there.
There's a, there is an S in the word, isn't there? An
but
S.
You, I don't think you say it. There's a K
in it. The eye popping out. No, it's you're not an anaesthetist. I think you're an anaesthetist.
Are you?
I think
Can someone, hey Siri, are you an anaesthetist or an anaesthetist?
No, not like that.
I don't have an answer for that.
No, I don't. we'll find out while you keep telling us the story. So she.
I'm really up to my abilities at the moment.
Siri, you're a real piece of work.
Poor Siri, how many men is she trying to find wives for at the moment, do you think?
No, prioritise.
Guys, I know how you say it.
Yeah.
It's anaesthetist.
Thank you, anaesthetist.
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 Well, that's an impossible word to say.
Anaesthetist.
G'day, my name's Tommy. I'm your anaesthetist.
Say, I'm a niece. I'm a niece.
I'm a niece.
Thetist.
Hi, I'm Tommy. I'm your niece. Thetist. Would you trust that I hadn't been digging into my own supplies? Hi, I'm Tommy. I'm your niece. Thetist.
What if you had a lisp? Anyway, oh, my God. Phone me my one and only. Are you an anaesthetist with a lisp?
Anaesthetist. Meanwhile, your eye's hanging out. You've given birth. And I'm just trying to work out how to say my own title.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Wednesday arvo, which means it's time for this.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God.
The Time Game Jackpots Weekly.
Oh mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. And now, here's a message from our sponsor.
Catch Peking Duck, G-Flip, the Rubens and more at Oz GP Sessions at the Formula One Heineken Australian Grand Prix. All details at grandprix.com.au.
This week, the jackpot is up to
6,400.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
Every time I hear that beautiful caller say, oh my God, you make my dreams come true, all I can do is think of that song. You make my dreams come true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know that one?
Ooh.
From like the 60s or 70s.
Ooh.
It's a great tune.
Is that going to be at the Oz Grand Prix as well?
I don't know. I'm not sure if Peking Duck
Peking
does a rendition
Duckin.
Of that
ooh,
song.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Deborah, are you ready to play the time game?
I am ready. I have the time.
Do you know the song I was referring to?
You
make my dreams come true.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I think I can pick it, Carrie.
Okay. That's fine.
Hey, Deborah, I like you. You sound like you'd be just a lot of fun. And I reckon you've got quite an innocent sounding voice, but I reckon you would unleash on a night on the piss, Deborah.
Oh, God. No, never.
Hey, Deb, are you ready to play?
I am ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
I'll just scream out, stop, will I?
Yeah, well, you wait till Jesse says start, and then you just wait till exactly 5 seconds is up, and then you yell stop, okay?
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Deb, what happened? Deb,
you've got to wait 5 seconds, Deb. Yeah, so Deb. Count 5 seconds in your head, okay?
Yeah.
Slowly, not too fast. We're going to give you another go, Deb.
Are we? Is that bad? We're going again?
I think so. That surely was around.
How
the
was
twos.
That, Jess?
Jesse? How far was that?
2.54.
Yeah, let's give Deb another go.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Just almost double it. Just
Okay. We'll forget that. Ready?
Okay.
Start.
Oh, that was better. That was so much better, Deb.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. And then if you win this and we've given you a second go, what's the T's and C's on that?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's our game.
Oh, you get 50%, I think. Is that what it says?
No, Deb. This is your money, now, not ours. Oh, my God.
Deb, I'm not sure if you know the inner workings of this show, but we have a ferret that controls the stopwatch, and his little whiskers have just absolutely shot bolt upright when you say stop then. And his eyes have bulged to the point that I'm scared one of them might pop out of his head, which means you're close, Deborah.
You're very close, Deborah, but we don't know how close.
Oh.
Oh Oh my God, I'm so stressed. Jesse.
I know.
4.93.
Oh, Deb, so close.
Oh, gee. Where?
Sweet bugger all for that, though, Deb. See ya. G'day, Roxanne.
Hi.
How are you?
I just woke up, so I'm great.
Roxanne, do you know the song I was talking about?
I have no clue what it is.
This song.
Careful. You put...
Okay. Yep. You'll do you know
Roxanne
that one, Roxanne?
Back to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make your dreams come true, Roxanne. You got to win this money.
All right. Let's do it.
Start.
Stop.
Felt a little on the wrong side to me, Roxy. How about you? Did it feel good?
Yes.
I reckon we would have had it. As enthralling chat with you, Roxy, if you were still asleep when you were chatting. Jesse, how did Roxy go?
5.
Yeah.
0.79.
Oh, thank you, Roxanne, but sorry. G'day, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Hey, Shelley, would you like $6,400?
No, who wouldn't?
Yeah, too true. What would you spend it on?
Oh, I don't know. Help my tits out, I suppose.
Good on you, Shelley.
Did you say help your tits out?
No, my kids.
Oh, kids.
You could afford to. It's $400.
I mean, it's up to you, Shelley, what you do with the money. So you can do either. But,
maybe do one kid, one tit, Shel.
Yeah, possibly.
I was like, wow, that's so honest. I loved it. Shelley, let's do this for your kids. Jess is going to say start. You're going to say stop at exactly 5 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Start.
Ooh, felt good. Shelley.
Cool, calm and collected you were, Shells.
Mm. I don't know.
It felt pretty good, Shell. How did it feel to you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just nervous.
Don't be nervous. Jessie. You participated. You played with honour. Your family will be proud regardless of the result. Jesse.
5.
Oh.
3.32.
Oh. Very close, Shelley. Very close. One last... Because... go round with Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well, thank you. How do you feel about the time game?
Yeah, not too bad.
Okay, we've got an excitement machine on our hands here because, Josh, $6,400 could be yours. What would you spend it on?
Well, it depends what the finance minister let me spend it on.
Is the finance minister your wife?
You guess, yes.
I like Josh. Josh, how much will you tell the finance minister you've won?
Depends if she's listening.
Yeah, it does. Let's say she's not listening and we give you $6,400. When you walk in the door, what do you say?
I won $1,400 today.
Hey, Josh, are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready, mate.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Don't reckon you're going to worry the finance minister too much.
Jesse.
6.18.
Oh.
We'll see you for a jackpot next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. Ed Sheeran is joining us very soon. But before we get to him.
Party rock.
Ooh. Having a party, party. Yeah. Having a party, party, party.
Yeah. Come the Bevy Bandits, got a party, they will hit it. Bevy Bandits, Carrie and Tommy are the Bevy Bandits.
Be your own bartender with Hairy Dog, the largest range of alcohol online. Delivered to your door, hairydog.com.au.
Yes.
Are we the Bevy Bandits?
We're the Bevy Bandits.
I've never
bandits
been a Bevy Bandit.
Haven't you?
No.
Well, the great news is we're here to serve the people, right? It's all thanks to Hairy Dog. We are going to drop bevies around this great nation of ours to whatever events people might be having. If you're having a birthday party, if you're having a, I went to say a bar mitzvah, but I'm not sure how old those people are.
I think they're younger.
Then let's not do
the
focus on that one.
The parents go to bar mitzvahs, though.
Yes. The parents, we will give you bevies. It might be a
what
wedding.
What party were you at last night that you sound croaky from? Was there bevies there?
No, I got cut off from the Bevy Bandits.
Oh. Do you know, I always wanted to work at a bar and I never did. This is my chance to deliver you guys drinks. Whatever you're doing, we want to bring the bevvies. Hit us up at carrietommy.com.au if you've got something happening and you want us to provide the drinks for you.
Be quick your question, own bartender.
Quick question. Sorry, sorry, Jess. I know you've got to get to the important hairy dog message because you don't know our website, do you?
Yeah. carrietommy.com.au. That's not what I said.
You said at carrietommy.com.
carrieandtommy.com.au.
Be your own bartender with Hairy Dog, the largest range of alcohol online delivered to your door. Hairydog.com.au.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, it is time to talk swimming.
Tommy's gonna cross the ocean. He's gonna swim between two countries. All he wants to do is swim good, is swim good. Try not to spew, is swim good, is swim good, good.
Hey, Bickers, I didn't tell you, but I did a bit of an ocean water swim the other day, and I didn't spew.
What was the difference between when you normally go?
I just didn't take on much water. I don't know.
So you're getting better at breathing without taking on water.
I think so.
Great.
I actually didn't even think about it at the time because I've been swimming in a pool a fair bit, and but I've just realised now. I got out there and I swam for half an hour. And I didn't spew. Jesse, if we swim for half an hour back in the day in the bay, how many times would I spew?
Oh, at least 17.
See, that's incredible stuff. But also, because I wanted to point your attention to something, because I was chatting with Chloe the other day. Remember how you guys told me about the great white shark that was spotted off the coast of England?
Yes, I do remember that. That's when we were saying, do you know what you're getting yourself in for swimming across the channel? There are sharks.
I ended up asking Chloe about sharks there, and she said there won't be great whites, but she said there are basking.
But there was a great white there.
There was, yes, but hopefully that'll be gone.
So how can she say so confidently there won't be?
No, let's not put this on her. I just quickly brushed over it.
Okay.
Because she said, I wanted to focus on the basking sharks, which is, she said.
The basking sharks?
Yeah, basking. They bask. And she said they're down quite deep, but they're the most common ones, you see. And I did just look them up.
How funny,
and I said,
a basking shark you would imagine was on the very top, just basking, but it's deep down below.
It's down, yeah. And I did look it up, and it said, basking sharks, the best time to see them is between May and October. In British waters, and so that's good because we're going July 5th, so we should be in peak
basking
season.
Time.
Yes, but I hadn't actually seen a basking shark until I just happened to stumble across one on Instagram. Do you want to go into that link that I have sent you?
Yep, sure. Let me have a look.
And just
let me open
watch
this up.
That footage.
Oh my God!
I know, isn't it?
That's enormous.
Isn't it?
It's a very thick shark.
Yes.
It's a funny looking thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like a whale's had a go at a shark and that's the offspring, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, mate, you wouldn't want to encounter one of them.
Oh, well, do you want to see the size of the mouth on him? Is Eli got that for you?
No. Oh, yes, he does. Let me have a look. Oh, my God, that's fitting all of you in that.
Isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. That's terrifying.
What,
are you pulling out? What's happening now?
Well, I wonder if anybody has ever swam into.
Look at that.
Apart from, was it Moby Dick who went in the whale, or am I getting my whale stories confused? Was that Pinocchio?
And then came back out.
Was that Pinocchio?
I don't know whether that was Moby Dick or Pinocchio. Pinocchio. Eli's saying he went in the whale's mouth.
Yes. Eli did. Well, let's chat to him.
No. Hey, we could chat to the whale again.
Yes. Hi. Is the whale working phones today?
Oh, please don't put the whale on. That was a joke.
Oh, no, the whale. Sorry, the whale's on the ones and twos. Whale, has anybody ever swam into your mouth?
Well, there's been a couple of seamen before.
That is why the whale has been banned from this show.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and
Tommy Little on socials
at Carrie Tommy Show.
Thanks for listening to Carrie and Tommy. That's enough racket for one day. At play.tennis.com.au, it's never been easier to rally up a hit. You can find your local tennis court and book within minutes.